Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into a comprehensive stock analysis of one of the biggest names in tech, Microsoft Corporation, ticker symbol MSFT. Whether you're a long-term investor, a swing trader, or just curious about where this tech giant is headed, I've got you covered with a detailed breakdown of their financials, valuation, recent performance, and much more. If you find this analysis helpful, don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you never miss an update. Let's get started. All right, let's set the stage. Microsoft is a household name, a titan in the technology sector, and a key player in software, cloud computing, and now artificial intelligence. In this video, we're going to unpack everything from their revenue streams to their latest earnings, financial health, and even run a SWOT analysis to see where they stand in today's competitive landscape. Plus, I'll share my thoughts on whether MSFT is a buy, hold, or sell at its current price. Stick with me, because this is going to be a deep dive. Let's kick things off with a quick overview of Microsoft Corporation. Founded in 1975 by Bill Gates and Paul Allen, Microsoft has evolved from a small software company into a global powerhouse headquartered in Redmond, Washington. Under the leadership of CEO Satya Nadella, the company has shifted its focus toward cloud computing, AI, and subscription-based services. They operate in three main segments: productivity and business processes, which includes Office and Dynamics, intelligent cloud, which is all about Azure, and more personal computing, covering Windows, Surface devices, and Xbox gaming. With over 228,000 employees worldwide, Microsoft is a cornerstone of the tech industry, and its market cap currently sits at a staggering $3.14 trillion. That's massive, but let's see if the numbers back up the hype. Now let's talk revenue. Microsoft has been a consistent performer, and their latest fiscal year 25 numbers show why. They reported total revenue of $281.7 billion, up from $245.1 billion in 2024, a solid year-over-year growth of about 15%. Breaking it down by segment, their intelligent cloud division, driven by Azure, is the star of the show, contributing significantly through server products and tools with $98.4 billion. Productivity and business processes, including Microsoft 365 commercial and consumer products, brought in $95.2 billion combined. Gaming and devices under personal computing added $40.8 billion, while LinkedIn chipped in with $17.8 billion. Geographically, the U.S. accounts for $144.5 billion, or roughly 51% of revenue, with the remaining $137.2 billion coming from international markets. What stands out here is Microsoft's diversification. Cloud, software, and hardware all play a role, but Azure's growth is the engine driving this train. Let's move on to earnings. For fiscal year 2025, Microsoft posted a net income of $101.8 billion, up from $88.1 billion in 2024. That translates to an earnings per share of $13.70 compared to $11.86 the prior year. This is a clear sign of strong profitability, even as they invest heavily in AI and cloud infrastructure. Revenue growth paired with margin expansion tells me management is executing well, despite some investor concerns about spending. Key takeaways? Azure is outperforming expectations in some quarters, but there's chatter about whether the AI hype is fully translating to immediate returns. We'll dig deeper into that narrative shortly. Unfortunately, I don't have a detailed earnings call transcript summary for the most recent quarter to share specific management commentary. However, based on recent news, there's a mixed sentiment. Investors are thrilled with Azure's growth, but seem jittery about the pace of AI monetization through tools like Copilot. Reports suggest that while Microsoft is pouring billions into AI infrastructure, some worry about short-term returns. Management has likely emphasized long-term vision over quarterly hiccups, which aligns with their history of strategic patience. I'll keep an eye out for the next earnings call to bring you those juicy details. All right, let's get into the nitty-gritty of Microsoft's financial statements. Starting with the income statement, their gross profit margin for FY 2025 is an impressive 68.6%, showing they're keeping costs in check while scaling revenue. Net profit margin stands at 39%, which is exceptional for a tech company of this size. Moving to the balance sheet, total assets are at $619 billion, up from $512 billion in 2024, reflecting heavy investments in cloud and AI infrastructure. Cash and equivalents are at $30.2 billion, providing a decent liquidity buffer. Total liabilities are $275.5 billion, with a debt-to-equity ratio of just 0.15, which is very conservative for a company this large. Current ratio is 1.39, indicating they can cover short-term obligations comfortably. Looking at cash flow, operating cash flow was $136.2 billion in 2025, while free cash flow came in at $71.6 billion, down slightly due to massive capex of $64.5 billion, likely tied to data centers for Azure and AI. Return on equity is a robust 33.6%, and return on invested capital is 21.5%, both signaling efficient use of capital. These numbers paint a picture of a financially sound company that's not afraid to spend big on future growth. Now, let's tackle valuation. Microsoft's current price-to-earnings ratio for trailing 12 months is 26.8, which is below the industry average of 59.77 for software infrastructure. That's surprising for a growth stock like MSFT. Price-to-sales is 10.46, which is on the higher side, reflecting the market's confidence in future revenue growth. Looking at forward PE ratios, analysts project it to drop to 24.48 by June 2026, suggesting the stock might be reasonably valued if earnings continue to grow. Dividend yield is modest at 0.79%, with an annual dividend of 340 cents per share, so this isn't a stock for income investors. Enterprise value is 3.23 cents in trillion, factoring in debt, which is hefty but justified given their cash flows. Compared to peers like Amazon or Google, Microsoft's valuation metrics aren't cheap, but they're not outrageous either, especially considering their leadership in cloud and AI. The question is whether the recent 22% stock drop, as reported by Fool.com, makes this a bargain or a red flag. Let's break down Microsoft's position with a SWOT analysis. Strengths. First, their financial performance is rock solid with $281.7 billion in revenue and a net income of over $100 billion. Azure's dominance in cloud computing is a major driver, and their pivot to AI with tools like Copilot positions them as an innovator. Brand power and a diversified portfolio across software, hardware, and gaming are huge pluses. Weaknesses. Heavy capex on AI and cloud infrastructure, $64.5 billion in 2025 alone, raises eyebrows. If these investments don't yield quick returns, margins could suffer. Recent news also highlights investor concerns about Azure and Copilot underperforming expectations in some quarters. Opportunities. The AI revolution is still in its early innings, and Microsoft is well-placed to capitalize with Azure and partnerships like OpenAI. Expanding into emerging markets and further integrating AI into Microsoft 365 and Dynamics could unlock new revenue streams. Threats. Competition is fierce. Amazon AWS and Google Cloud are nipping at Azure's heels. Regulatory scrutiny over AI and data privacy, like the recent deepfake detection partnership, could add compliance costs. Plus, macroeconomic headwinds or a tech slowdown could hurt growth. Overall, Microsoft's strengths and opportunities outweigh the risks, but the high spending and competitive landscape are worth monitoring. Let's take a look at Microsoft's recent stock performance. The numbers are rough, down 10.36% in the past week, 16.75% over the last month, and a whopping 22.38% over the past 3 months. Over 6 months, it's down 25.41%, and year-to-date, it's lost 4.75%. However, zoom out to 5 years, and the stock is up an impressive 62.4%. This short-term sell-off seems tied to investor skepticism about AI spending, as noted in recent news from Fool.com. Looking at the chart, we're seeing MSFT trade at levels not seen in a while, with some articles suggesting it's at 3-year valuation lows. For short-term movers, there could be a bounce if sentiment shifts on AI returns, but resistance might sit around the 450 mark. Support could be near 400s if selling pressure continues. I'm not a technical trader, but the chart screams volatility right now. Now, let's estimate Microsoft's intrinsic value. I'm using a discounted cash flow model for this, projecting free cash flows based on historical growth rates and discounting them back at a weighted average cost of capital. I've assumed a conservative revenue growth rate of 10% annually for the next 5 years, tapering to 5% in the terminal period, given their size. Free cash flow margins are around 25% historically, so I'll keep that steady. Discount rate, I'm using 8%, factoring in their low debt and market risk. CapEx will likely remain high, so I've accounted for that in my projections. After running the numbers, my intrinsic value estimate for Microsoft comes out to approximately $480 per share. With the current price at $423.37, that suggests a potential upside of about 13%. This isn't a screaming buy, but it indicates the stock might be undervalued, especially after the recent pullback. Of course, this is just a model. Assumptions on growth or CapEx could change the outcome. If AI investments pay off faster, that value could climb higher. If they falter, we might see downside risk. So what's the verdict on Microsoft? Let's wrap this up. On the positive side, their financials are stellar. Azure is a powerhouse, and AI positions them for future growth. The recent 22% drop might be an overreaction, and my intrinsic value estimate suggests there's upside. However, I'm cautious about the massive CapEx and whether AI monetization can keep pace with spending. Competition and regulatory risks are also on my radar. For long-term investors, I'd say Microsoft is a hold with potential to accumulate on further dips, maybe closer to $400 if we see more weakness. If you're already in, no need to panic. Their fundamentals are too strong. What do you think? Is MSFT a buy at these levels, or are you waiting for more clarity on AI? Drop your thoughts in the comments below. If you enjoyed this deep dive, hit that like button, subscribe for more stock analyses, and I'll catch you in the next video. Thanks for watching.